Walmart plans to start selling more of what used to be found only in specialty stores. Rows and rows of organic food on Walmart shelves worry smaller retailers. Also concerned are small-scale farmers, who provide the products free of pesticides, antibiotics, and hormones. Larger suppliers say a major retailer will promote organic even further and be good in the long run. Either way, Walmart's expansion of organic offerings was seen by some as inevitable. Teresa Marquez is marketing director for Organic Valley, a farmer-owned co-op in Lafarge.
Organic will be commodified, go mainstream, and it is inevitable that Walmart will have an organic offering.
Organic Valley currently sells dairy products to Walmart. It's considering selling organic meat if Walmart customers clamor for it and the co-op's farmers can provide enough. Buying as local as possible is something the Organic Consumers Association supports. However, the association's director says Walmart may not do that. Ronnie Cummins notes Walmart now outsources a lot of what it sells, a trend likely to continue with organic food.
Organic standards in China are dubious at best. Labor conditions are abysmal, and it really is not in keeping with the ethical standards that have been traditional in organic.
The Organic Consumers Association also is concerned that Walmart will help weaken farm production standards. Organic Valley Farms, however, is taking a more the merrier attitude about Walmart. The co-op spokesperson is worried, though, that there might not be enough organic product to meet Walmart's voracious needs. Marquez expects initial problems trying to supply what she calls a monster like Walmart. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.